Nation.
Let's stay with that Deep Sloot matter, shall we, or at least a story of the situation that's currently facing communities such as Deep Sloot, and certainly not confined to Deep Sloot. The mayor of Johannesburg was also recently out there, visited the township recently, and she says that it's economic, socio-economic issues that were the strong and leading factors in Deep Sloot, and that is that it was almost pointless to increase police force presence there when the force cannot access the people of the township easily. She pointed to spatial planning that is critical in assessing the ability to fight crime, and in fact that has allowed crime to thrive in the area. Let's speak to a researcher now at the SA Cities Network for Inclusion and Wellbeing. Sipelele Ngobese, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What do you make of the comments that were made? Well, I mean, you just heard a little bit of my conversation there as well with the premier spokesperson. And what do you make of the approach that they are taking to trying to deal with the situation in communities such as Deep Sloot?
Firstly, I think let's maybe speak to the efforts by the Office of the Premier. I think they have the right idea in recognizing things such as bylaws, things such as local communities having a stake within businesses, as you know, looking to undo some of the economic barriers to participation. So really moving in the right direction, trying to ensure that more people are involved in the economies of their spaces. With regards to the assessment by the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, again, the correct assessment of the issue, to say that it's not just an issue of policing, but of space that enables, crime. And, you know, what there have to be approaches other than policing that are invested into to make sure that the space is holistically safe. It's not always about policing. Policing is a critical component. But if the space enables or doesn't even allow the police to reach the people that it needs to reach, then what, you need to have multidisciplinary investments in order to create holistic safety and also drive a sustainable impact on violence and crime. And some forms of crime can't be policed. Some forms of crime, there are things that you can do that are really harmful to the social compact, really harmful to the social fabric, but that can't necessarily treated through the criminal justice way of doing things.
In real terms, though, what kind of economic activity can thrive in an area such as Deep Sloot? You know, the spokesperson of the premier that touched on issues around bylaws, which I think he was speaking more really to bylaws that could allow for informal traders, people that sell on the sidewalk and stuff like that. But that's not really stuff that's going to create many jobs. Those are just, subsistence form of trading, really. But it's not going to stimulate great economic activity. I mean, that for more by and large, areas like Deep Sloot will just remain as dormitory towns to supply labor to the, to the cities.
I think that's a good assessment as well. However, I think maybe just before I get into the other broader ways in which you can drive deep and real inclusion in economies, I must say, though, that the informal sector is one of the more immediate pathways to some form of livelihood for a lot of our people. So lifting some of those economic barriers to participation can be a positive thing. Bylaws that restrict trading in certain areas, when you recognize that this is, the most viable pathway, not everybody is going to get a job in the formal sector tomorrow. However, you are quite correct in that you do need to drive more sustainable livelihoods, more decent jobs, and more access. And so we speak to things like the compacting of cities. You talk about, some locations and some locales just being dormitories for labor for the formal sector. And that is entirely true. So we talk about you know, making available space for building of social of affordable housing closer to opportunities. Opportunities in cities continue to be concentrated in city cores, while a large majority continue to occupy the peripheries that are entirely too far. You know, commute times on average are 40 minutes to an hour. Everybody spends about 40% of their income on transport. That is just not a recipe for the best when you think about an inclusive and thriving economy. So you need to bring people closer. You know, encouraging cities to find land in viable places that are close to opportunities, at the same time as you are taking opportunities to people, encouraging and incentivizing perhaps businesses to develop their businesses in the outer peripheries of cities as well. Two-way development, but it's really about human settlement. It's about integrated transport. It's about everything working together and not just planning for economies in isolation.
100%. And I think it is. This is a definite. I think this is definitely the kind of conversations that we should be having in terms of dealing with communities such as Deep Slow. Sipelelo Ngobese, thanks so much for coming through.
Thank you.
She is a researcher for inclusion and well-being at SA Cities Network.